And this, of course, is, and that's this week too. This is the Māori Land. This is the 2024 Māori Land Film Festival, and it's apparently it's the largest program to date. Excuse me, I'll just get rid of that. And it's the largest program to date. So I'm delighted this evening to be able to talk to Maddie de Jong. And Maddie is the film festival director. And I should imagine putting anything like this of this magnitude together, or this so big, such a big program together, must take, as we all know, to have a successful event, must take some organising. So welcome to Radio Wāte this evening, Maddie. Nice to have you with us.
Kia ora. Thank you for having me.
Well, I mean, this is big. You've got you've got 168. Is it films from over 130 Indigenous nations?
Oh, we do. We actually had our largest number of eligible submissions come through to the festival at Māori Land yet so far this year. So it was actually a really tricky job for our Māori and Tina to pull those all together and to make our choices and whistle it down to just 168. But I mean, we're lucky in that when we put on Māori Land in Ōtaki, we're down in Ōtaki, and we do it with our community. So we're in Ngā Purapura at Te Wānanga o Raukawa. We get to fill up their big gym with rangatahi and with filmmakers to celebrate the films. And then there's a civic theatre, our little old school theatre that all of my aunties and uncles and papa have stories about going to as kids. And this year we've also taken on Memorial Hall, and over COVID we used that to be our big cinema, but now that we're back at Te Wānanga o Raukawa, we're filling up Memorial Hall with interactive exhibitions, so VR experiences and games and animated films, all by Indigenous creatives.
So, Maddie, do you sort of put out a request for people who might be interested in submitting, well, I was going to say an expression of interest, but interested in, so how do people from overseas actually get to hear about the festival?
Sure. Well, it's our 11th year this year, and we actually started when Libby and Tainui, Libby Hakarai and Tainui Stevens started Māori Land 11 years ago. We launched it up at Imaginative, which is the biggest international Indigenous film festival up in Toronto. So at that first festival, we'd already made a film on our marae with our whānau and our aunties called The Lawnmower Men of Kapu, and that film went to something like 30 festivals around the world. So through that film, that was how we got our whānau on board, and my auntie Tarns and Uncle Pat, they're our lawnmowers in the whānau, and they donated their lawnmowers to the shoot, and they got to see how a film travels and got excited and thought, let's bring a film festival to Ōtaki. So we kind of started off with an international view right from the very beginning. And as we've grown our relationships with filmmakers all over. So we do a lot of programming up at Imaginative still, they're dear friends and whānau of ours. But also now that we're in our 11th year, the word is out. So filmmakers have Māori Land on their bucket list, you know. They'll go, that's I want to come to Aotearoa and I want to show my film and I want to be in a community, because when the filmmakers come to Māori Land, you know, it's not like they're in a big city where they're getting pulled left, right and centre. They're with us and our whānau look after them. And so that's part of the attraction of coming to Māori Land. So we do put out a request for submissions, and then we also go out and meet as many people as we can to try and fill the gaps. Always looking at the program going, whose voices aren't here yet? Where aren't we hearing from? And try to build it that way.
Well, that just blows my mind, you know, that, and as you're right, that you sort of started, well, I was going to say overseas, but that's certainly where you launched. And so you had that profile with all the others, the other Indigenous filmmakers as well. But so do you have, because I think I heard you say that you had more entries than the 168. So do you have a panel that looks at them, or do you just have a look at the pricey of what it contains and think, well, this will be okay? Or do you all have to look at them, or, you know, how does that work?
We do. So within our Māori team, we operate year-round now. Māori's grown to the point that we've got multiple programs running all throughout the year from the Māori and Hub in Otake at the Centre of Excellence for Māori Film and Indigenous Creativity. And a really important part of our kaupapa is rangatahi. So our rangatahi film leadership group, Ngā Pakiaka, they're a part of our programming. That's a rōpū age between 13 and 30. We also have our team, our film festival team, and there's about six of us who watch films from there. And then we also pull in a few people from the community, you know, people who come to the festival every year who don't necessarily have the same connection or familiarity with the filmmakers, who can give a fresh eye to what we're looking at. So we all have to watch, at least between us, we have to make sure that we've watched everything start to finish, and then we come together and we have a big kōrero about it. And it's tough. You know, there's a lot of back and forth, and you know, sometimes we have to say goodbye to films that we really love, but ultimately we've only got 5 days to put them all on.
Well, that's right. And so does it, and it's they're only shown in Otaki, that none of them sort of travel to other areas
at this stage. I mean, the festival is in Otaki, and it's strictly in Otaki. And I'd say that one of the things about Māori Land is that the majority of the program are films you won't see anywhere else in Aotearoa. You know, they're not getting put on TV, although Whakaata Māori do come and snap some up after the festival. They're not necessarily going to be in cinemas. So Māori Land is a destination. You know, you come to the festival and you see the films, and then you get to meet the filmmakers, because a lot of the, for almost every screening, or I think this year it will be, every screening will have a Q&A from the filmmaker there. So it's a pretty unique experience. But that being said, we do pop-ups every now and then. We're looking at a couple for Matariki to take a selection of films to other places. But the heart of it is in Otaki.
Well, that just seems to be, you know, just it's wonderful for Otaki. You've certainly put Otaki on the map. And, well, I mean, you must have put Otaki on the map, that's for sure.
Well, I don't know. We see it as we're part of Whakatūpiranga Rōmano, so we're just part of a continuum that started with Te Wānanga Raukawa and the growth of reo back in our whānau and our community, and that this film festival is the next step.
Oh, yes. And so the impact on the local producers and so when they come along and they talk and they see, and do they get alongside of the directors from overseas and talk about the problems, I guess you could say, of production? And also, do any of them, Maddie, have the desire to sort of try to move further into the, I was going to say, into the mainstreaming of the film business?
Yeah. That's a really exciting part of it. So alongside all of the screenings, what's happening on the side is, because we've got all these Manuhiri travelling with their films, we also have industry programs running the whole way through. And we've been to a lot of film festivals, our team, and looked around at what we wanted to do and, you know, how we wanted to bring people together. And ultimately for us, it's about collaboration. It's about having a space where people can have genuine conversations and then leave with new relationships that they can take into growing new kaupapa. And so we've seen filmmakers come to Māori Land and connect. We had a project called The Native Slam for some years, which was like, it kind of sounds like a funny joke in a way. You get three Indigenous people, so a Navajo, a Mohawk, and a Māori, put them in an Airbnb for 3 days and they make a film together. But from that experiment, we got to see, first of all, they made 21 films over 5 years, which was amazing. But they also formed lifelong relationships. And so now we're starting to see the benefits of that come through with filmmakers who have met at Māori Land or through the slam. come back with their new feature films. And so this year is actually a really big year for international co-production and creating new ideas, because there's a Aotearoa Canada co-production summit happening in the week before the festival. So a lot of those filmmakers are going to be coming to Māori Land to share their ideas, and hopefully they'll all leave with new projects to bring back to us.
And I don't want to take up all your time, but I'm finding this so interesting, Maddie. Maddie, how well is the Māori are our Māori filmmakers, in terms of directors and everyone involved with producing a film, how well are they doing in Aotearoa at present?
I think that's one of those loaded questions that depends on who you talk to. When, you know, there's a lot of difficulty. There's very little funding available to Māori filmmakers, but at the same time, we've seen the most Māori films come out in quick succession in Aotearoa over the past few years than we have in the history of Māori film. And it's going to be another big year. We're really excited to have Rachel House's debut feature film screening at Māori Land. But that's only one of three Māori feature films coming out this year. And when I look, one of the fun things about my job is that I get to go and help out with other film festivals. And when I've looked internationally at what films from Aotearoa are getting programmed, are getting selected, it's usually Māori or Pacifica films. Our films are incredibly well considered internationally. When you're looking at hundreds of films at once, our films are beautiful. The storytelling is strong, and I think we punch above our weight all the time. So I'm personally really excited about where Māori film is at, and especially when I look at the rangatahi coming through, then I get really excited, because you know they're unburdened by some of the weight of what all of our tōkana have had to hold to push us to get to this point. They get to be creative, and they've got access to technology that we've never had before. So I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger.
Right. So you, the festival is on late March?
Yes, March 20 to 24, 2024.
Right.
Make it easy
to
remember.
Yes, that's right, 20 to 24th of March. Well, look, that's fantastic. And just to the work that you must have put in, and I guess because it's an annual film festival, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So that means, Maddie, as soon as this one finishes, very much, I guess you're pretty much looking at, okay, 12 months out from the next month, this is what we've got to do, 9 months out. So it's a continuous focus on the future, really, and how you can do things perhaps differently next year, and just making sure that you're providing, as you say here, the largest program. Doesn't have to be the largest every year, does it? But it's just that it's just works of interest that are obviously causing a stir amongst Indigenous nations.
Exactly. We see the power of Indigenous storytelling at Māori Land to unite people, to create empathy, to change people's minds and perspectives, and I think that in such a fraught time as we find ourselves, these stories are what we need. So yeah, we'll be straight into next year.
Well, look, Maddie, I do. I'm sure it's going to be. Well, it is obviously going to be a fantastic success, and it is the largest in the world. Would that be right? That it's the largest Indigenous film festival in the world.
Yes, we are now. It's a little bit daunting, but yes.
Oh well, we're certainly up there, and this will make us proud, because obviously the organisation that's gone into it, and that will be on display from the 20th to 24th of March, will just show the world, and particularly our Indigenous nations from around the world, what we can do, and that in sunny Otaki, it's all on in from the 20th to the 24th of March.
Kia ora.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Maddie. Lovely talking with
you
this evening.
Much.
Thank you very much.
And
Pumaria. And it